Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight. Hey everybody, my name is Linda, and I hate Jennifer Aniston. No ifs, ands, or buts. I hate her, and I'm not going to believe that she's pretty ever. Hot take.
I was just going to say, that's a mighty hot take. It's a piper.
I just came in really hot.
Coming in hot. All right. Well, I'm Brenda, and I have footsteps on my ceiling. My fault.
This is a podcast called Not Tonight with Linda and Brenda, and I'll tell you a little bit about it. We're sisters, definitely for sure sisters.
Definitely born sisters.
Definitely sisters. Definitely both have ADHD, and we like to talk to you guys, our friends, about pop culture and true crime-y, paranormal, occult, conspiracy things. It's just a combo of all the things that you like, because you're like us.
Yeah, this is us. You like all the same shit we do. Pop culture, Britney Spears, fucking cool, yeah. Goofy ADHD people, fucking true crime, and people that cuss, and people that talk about really, like, weird spooky crap. Like, I have footprints on my ceiling right now.
Yeah, we've never noticed them before, and we've been here, it's been a while.
I've lived here for over a year now, and I'm just now noticing, like, I'm talking footprints. Like,
multiple.
Some barefoot, some boot prints. You can see the traction. I wish I was a forensic scientist because I could, like, you know how they do on Forensic Files where they find, like, the shoe by the print of it, by the little traction on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Lots of traction prints.
I have my doctorate in forensic psychology, I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, right. Yeah, Linda does have a doctorate in forensic psychology. Her fault. Anyway, they also go all the way down the hallway. Like, we're in the little, we call it a pod loft, but it's not actually a loft. It's just a sitting room upstairs. It's pretty cool. But there's, like, a little downward kind of hallway, like almost like a ramp that goes down to, like, more bedrooms. And then the stairs, those footprints go all the way down that damn hallway. On the ceiling, not on the floor.
Well,
who walks down a ceiling?
Nobody. They're not human. They're definitely not human. Nobody walks upside down yet.
Have you ever heard of that? If you have, please send us a DM.
Oh, they have, but all DMs we're going to get are going to be weird ghost people.
I want to hear it. I want the tea. I want to know what the freak is going on.
They're in the upside down world.
Oh, great.
That's their floor.
Not the upside down world. Yeah. Have you ever heard of this, though? I actually haven't, and I know a lot about this type of occult, paranormal stuff.
Not exactly, no, but, like, seeing it, like, when you pointed it out, it, like, didn't change my emotions any. I was just like, huh, okay, so there has been a shapeshifter walking on the ceiling, but it didn't, like, scare me or spook me or freak me or shock me.
I keep just trying to think of logical reasons not paranormal. You would have to be, like, on, like, a Princess in the Pea bed, like, up by a ceiling and have your feet on the ceiling.
Why would you do that?
And how would you do it all the way down the damn hallway?
You wouldn't.
All right, so.
Unless somebody is, like, walking with, unless somebody has, like, shoes on their hand, like, they're wearing shoes on their hand and they're walking around, like, pushing them on the ceiling, but why?
What? A dummy. Who would do that?
Like, why are you a loser?
And you would have to be really tall to do that, because I tried to, like, put my shoe up to the ceiling, and I couldn't. I could barely reach it. If I jump, I can. But
that would just be a very, very strange activity to do.
What's fun about that?
I guess knowing that in the long run, somebody will think that ghosts are walking the ceiling, but
I mean, I did like to pretend that I lived in the upside down world when I was a little kid. Like, did you ever play that game, like, where you, like, flip your head over, like, on the couch, and, like, you pretend that everything is upside down? You pretend, like, the ceiling is the floor, and the floor is the ceiling. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. It's a fun kid game to do.
Yeah, it's a fun idea, but you can't act on it.
But, like, maybe, no, it can't be a kid. I was going to say, maybe some kid just put freaking shoes on his feet. On his hands.
What kid?
And walked. But no, what kid? What? What kid? For real. I don't know, man. If y'all know, if y'all have heard of little ghosts or weird little people stories about people on ceilings, please write us a letter or call 323-6-BUT-30 and tell them.
That's our phone number.
That's our phone number. Lady to Lady podcast thinks belongs to them.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, guys. I'm walking on ceilings.
Damn, what else, man? This is freaky. Oh, can I tell you something totally random? Mm-hmm. Totally unrelated to the paranormal, but this is our podcast. Hello, our little girl, hello, Teffy. She's not a little girl, she's a beautiful woman. Is that her name, hello, Teffy?
Yeah.
You introduced me to her. Have you seen her husband?
Yes. Have you?
I did today, and he's hot, if he wasn't her husband, I wish he were mine. He's the hottest guy in the world.
He's hot.
And he...
I think she's the most beautiful girl.
Oh, I think she's honestly gorgeous.
She's so
beautiful to me. Her... Something about her reminds me of our sister Becky.
Me too. I know.
It's not the way she talks, it's her looks, but
yeah.
I can't pinpoint it.
I thought that too the first time I found her, and I just think that she's so like naturally pretty.
And her husband is a freaking H-Town hottie if They're I ever saw together. One. They are a hot couple.
I love her rings.
Me too. She had a bunch on today.
She always has so many rings on that are like so fun.
I like her style. I like the way she does her little ads. I like when she speaks Spanish to me.
I know. I wish I could.
I wish I could.
Be Spanish.
I like that she said her husband was doing magical forest things.
Did you hear when she said, sorry if you hear, like, something about her husband was
playing Dipset?
Dipset. Her husband was playing Dipset.
What did she say before that?
She said he thinks he's in Dipset, but I can't remember what she said.
She said something funny before, but I couldn't make out what she was saying.
But when she said, so he thinks he's in Dipset, I was like, oh my God, don't I know.
We know somebody who thinks they're in Dipset. Don't I sure. know. I think I'm in Dipset sometimes on accident. My fault.
Oh, wow. Well, Dipset had a Versus. Did you know
what?
That?
With who?
The Lox.
I don't even know that.
Jadakiss.
Oh, I need to watch that.
Well, I'll tell you who won.
Dipset, not Dipset.
Not Dipset.
Because all the songs he says are Dipset.
Yeah,
dip
it was a massacre. They thought that if they came at the end with, I'm bad.
Did they really sing that?
Santana. No, I didn't even watch it. I have no idea. But I know that it was a massacre.
That's definitely one of their best.
On Dipset.
Dipset, Santana.
Santana.
Santana. Can we? Man.
Go get your wet wipes.
Can I just give you one little tidbit before we're just doing a little fun
this
intro?
This is just our little intro or bullshit.
Do you happen to know the backstory behind Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie's little sana-sana?
No, I don't.
Neither do I. We are going to have to Google it when we break.
I thought you were going to tell me an
answer. No, I don't. I was hoping you did because I love it. It's like... It's a weird, random thing that they used to always do on The Simple Life. They would dance. They would make people say it. They would say it to each other all the time. They would scream it. Must be an inside joke, but it was like, sana sana.
Yeah, did you think they were saying salsa?
I never knew what they were saying. It's a made-up word, I think.
They're saying sana
sana. Sana sana. Sana sana. It's kind of like, all right, what touching that is?
Pretty much, yeah. It probably doesn't even have a meaning.
It might be something in Japanese.
Yeah, it's probably just a weird little back...
Back story?
What the fuck beats?
Hold on. Linda cannot.
I was about to say backwoods joke, but I don't know why I was gonna say
I don't
that.
Know what that means. Backwoods?
They're not like backwoods girls.
They are not backwoods girls. She doesn't even know what a Walmart is.
I don't know why I said that.
Anyway,
it's probably just like a weird Dipset.
Why are we in 2005 right now? Dipset and Paris Hilton. And Nicole Richie, Santana. We are back, actually. We did take a little break.
Oh, oops.
This time, it was my fault. Brenda, my fault, pretty much.
I wasn't mad at it.
I've been, I'm not really going to tell you, but I have been frequenting other cities. But that's all I'm going to tell you.
Because she's dating a rapper. My fault, just kidding.
I'm dating a rapper.
But you don't know what it could be. You don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
Who knows?
Who knows? Not actually, I do know, but I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something.
We took a break because of that.
Yeah, so we took a little time off, but we're back, Santana. Mm-hmm. And we have things to talk about today.
Yeah, I guess we can just go ahead and skip.
Let's
on
get
over.
Right to it. We got a lot.
Do we take a break? Technically,
we'll take a little do a boop boop.
Alright, we'll be right back with pop culture, a pop lock and drop it.
Sounding good today.
It sound like a Dixie Chick song.
It sounded like Britney Spears.
You know that one Dixie Chick song, though? Oh, hey, you hey, probably hey. Don't because you hate them.
No.
When she's like, oh, about the love on her, live on my lips.
No.
You don't know that song.
I thought you were doing, hey, yay, hey, yay. Hey. No. Like a Britney Spears. Hey, yay. Hey. She does that a lot, actually.
Truth number two, I think.
Don't know it. Gotta go.
God. Okay.
What songs are you singing today? Boom. I knew that's what you were trying to do. Pop, lock, and drop it. Goodbye. We gotta go. Whoa. What are we doing?
Hey, this is your pop culture segment. That's mine and hers because our podcast's called Pop, Lock, and Drop It.
Pop, Lock, and Drop It.
Pop. My fault.
You know what? You know what? Each week I've noticed you always say that you're trying to take over my segment, but in reality, I'm trying to take over yours.
I know.
I'm always trying to take over yours. My fault.
My fault.
Anyway.
This week is going to be a little funny. We're going to dedicate this pop culture segment to Teffy because I love her and she's pretty, and I spent a long time last night watching all of her freaking 9-parters on all of these messy girls.
She does a great series. If you're just looking for like a pop culture, funny, big ass series, like she usually does like a 9-parter. And they're fascinating. She's like, actually, this is going to be cheesy for a second. Teffy has helped me through some tough times recently. Like when I'm like stressed or overthinking or overanalyzing, I just need to turn my brain off for a minute and decompress. Hallelujah. Going to her page is like a godsend.
I know.
You can just totally deep dive into these stories with
on
her.
All the things that we want to hear.
And it's
so
what
bad.
The girls want.
She's the best.
It's all the people we want to talk about.
She is the best pop culture girl out.
Man, she's got so many good series. Other watch. Best. Her name is Hello Teffy. I cannot talk. Hello Teffy on TikTok. It's only one F, TEFI. And yeah, start from the bottom if you want, but she does a really great Kate Moss, Johnny Depp, Winona Ryder, Johnny Depp in general.
Brad Pitt looking like all of his girlfriends.
Oh my gosh, Brad Pitt.
Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob.
Oh, I forgot about that one. That was a great one.
Did you see what he looked like when he was engaged to that other girl, Laura Dern, before her?
Different person.
Disgusting.
He had a full-blown midlife crisis.
I didn't realize that he looked like that before. Because when I think of those pictures of him with Angelina Jolie, honestly, hot couple.
He's not as bad looking. He's not bad looking. I think I talked shit about him last time we talked about it. I said, like, oh, he's not hot. He's not hot.
No, but those pictures when he was in
HR. Oh, my gosh, scary.
He was a different man.
He was a little dorky man.
Ugh, so strange how he evolved like that.
His hair was, like, his face was even, like, different. He just looked like a little dorky, like, accountant.
That leads me to believe that Angelina Jolie is a witch.
Why? She changed
because
him?
She put some kind of weird spell on him to make him cool and hot. She transformed him.
She transformed him. Or he just had a midlife crisis. Or it was a little bit of both.
Well, it was a pretty good midlife crisis. You get married to the hottest girl alive?
Can you imagine it was hot? If you're Laura Dern?
Well, no.
She was engaged to that man, and then the hottest girl on earth stole him away, and you didn't even find out about it until
they were already married. The hottest girl alive.
That is some shady boots.
Not saying that Laura Dern is ugly.
Laura Dern's pretty. She's a great actress. She must be cool as shit. She is obviously cool. Isn't she still married to Ben Harper?
Well, I don't know about that, but
she was married to Ben Harper for decades. I'm not kidding.
Didn't Ben Harper? My fault.
Ben Harper is a hot ass guy. I don't know if he's loyal, but he's hot. That's for sure. And he's a good ass singer.
I have reasons to believe he is not, but my fault. I don't think they're married. Maybe they are. Who knows? Anyways, it doesn't matter who you are, how cool you are. If Angelina Jolie marries your fiance without you knowing, I would find it hard to recover.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie? Come on.
How do you recover?
That's the worst outcome.
Not only is she like the hottest person walking the planet, or at least at that time, but she was like 20.
And she's cool.
Like, what a slap in the face. Not that 20-year-olds are cooler than 30-somethings, but like,
it's just a piss.
That hurt. It's a pisser. That's a pisser.
Oh, man. But anyway.
Anyway, back to Tiff.
So Tuffy has these three different series that we're gonna discuss today. The first is some background on Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie's feud during The Simple Life. I don't even know where to start.
OMG. First of all, okay. Do we all know this? The Simple Life was a reality show in like the early 2000s.
That is my favorite show of all time, maybe.
I need to go back and watch it now.
I did a few years ago on some weird website because it's hard to find. I watched it for free, but it was on like a weird website. I'm sure you can pay for it on some streaming app.
Oh, yeah. It's probably on YouTube, too.
Perhaps. But it is golden. Nicole Richie is just the funniest girl in the world to me.
I was surprised by this TikTok you're about to talk about because I always thought, I mean, obviously, okay, in like the mainstream media at the time, Paris Hilton was the main character and Nicole, especially in the beginning, and was like, Nicole was the sidekick. But Nicole Richie stole that show. That's the only reason I wouldn't have watched it if she wasn't on it.
She always had the main character energy.
She was always the main character on the show. Like, she was Paris was funny too, but like,
Paris is
Nicole
funny with
is
her. Yeah.
Extroverted, outgoing, hilarious, says the randomest shit to people. Paris doesn't do that shit. She's the sidekick.
She's funny because she like laughs in the background, yeah. And it's funny that she thinks it's so funny because like that's
just
her best friend.
Yeah,
but
she eggs it on a little bit, but yeah. She doesn't really say all that much.
No, Nicole was a comedian.
Like, maybe I could have been a comedian.
Pure comedy comedian. She is just a funny girl, naturally.
She's always been hilarious in everything I've ever seen her do. Anyway. I learned a lot from this.
I did too. First of all, I didn't realize that The Simple Life was only like, on like what, two or three seasons before they got in a fight?
Yeah. I remember this pretty good from just growing up because I'm older than Linda, so I forgot your name for a second. I was like, are you Linda? I'm older than Linda, so like this was kind of like my heyday of like pop culture media stuff. I was growing up, so yeah, they did like three. I watched the first season, the one that was like 13 million viewers or whatever. It was on Fox. It was like kind of pitched as like a family show, oddly, and it got pushed back because of her Paris Hilton sex tape, and because I think Nicole Richie got popped with heroin, but
allegedly,
but no, I don't know if it was alleged. I think she actually got charged, but anyway, allegedly. So I think it got pushed back a few months, and then it started. But I distinctly remember, and I remember thinking at the time, well, I didn't know who Nicole Richie was, but I thought Paris Hilton was a dumb bitch, so I wasn't like personally very invested in it. But I ended up watching the first episode, I think, with, like, mom and dad, like, on a Sunday. Like, it came on, like, on a Sunday or some shit. It was, like, pitched as a family show. And I remember thinking it was funny. Like, Nicole was funny. So I more or less, like, would still be, like, ew. And I was also going through a phase at that time where, like, you know, I didn't want to, like all the big mainstream things. Like, I was going through, like, a little bit of a hippie, like, indie phase of my life as a, you know, young person, teenager. I guess I was a teenager, but so like part of me like didn't want to admit to like liking Paris Hilton, but I secretly did, and I loved Nicole Richie.
They're just as funny as it gets.
But yeah, there was that season, and then there was the one where the first season like they stayed in one family.
That's what I thought. Yeah, and that farm family, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That kind of hot boy. One of them dated or something. Mm-hmm. They both have. I think they had boyfriends, like fake TV boyfriends, yeah. But. Anyway, then the second one was one where they were, like, road tripping to different families, and they had that bus together.
That was fun, too.
That was, like, probably my favorite. And then the third season, what were they, like, interns or something?
Yeah.
That one was okay.
The fourth season, when they were, like, separate. I remember that's when I was like, this isn't as fun anymore, and it seems, like, more scripted.
I thought the same. I felt like it was, like, they had their hand in it. It was a lot more, like, planned and not so spontaneous. Also, I remember thinking they don't look healthy necessarily.
Yeah,
like,
Nicole looked way different.
Nicole didn't look like she was probably in the best space in her life, mentally, physically, emotionally, I don't know. But I just remember being a little bit concerned, and at that point, I was like a Nicole Richie stan.
Yeah.
So I was just, I don't know. It just wasn't as good. And honestly, like, their energy together is better.
Yeah.
Nicole's funny by herself, of course, but like,
they're just funnier when they can goof off together.
Yeah. People like watching two goofy ass girls laughing.
But I never actually knew, because I was young. What year was that? Like 2005, 2006 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it was like 2006.
In elementary school.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you were young
then. But I watched it, for sure. Which was probably too young to watch, honestly, but I did. But I didn't understand why they were fighting in real life until basically Teffy told me.
Excuse me.
I never knew that what Nicole did was actually kind of fucked up.
Oh my god, tell the girls.
Okay, so apparently Nicole...
I never knew this either. I just knew they were in a feud. I thought it was something to do with, like, business shit, like contracts and shit. They never... I don't remember hearing this story that Teffy told us, but okay. Go ahead.
Teffy tells us that, allegedly, Nicole was starting to get really jealous of Paris because even though they were on the show together, Paris was always the one, like, getting, like, media attention and stuff. Which I understand why she would be jealous, because she's the funny one. She carried the show on her back.
I agree. I was surprised to hear that she was jealous, because she seems like the type of girl that's pretty secure with herself and, like...
I don't believe she was jealous. I think that was more so Teffy's opinion, which is cute and fine, but I don't think she was that jealous. I don't know.
Well, I think she was, from what you're about to tell us.
The SNL thing?
Yeah, but weird. Real quick, I always just assumed that Nicole Richie... was sort of above being jealous. Like, she's not, like, a fame ho. Like, she's not, like, you know, like, that concerned, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Is not so concerned with being more famous than her best friend that she grew up with.
I don't think so either.
So I was very surprised to hear that she actually was jealous. But can you imagine Nicole Richie hosting SNL? Hello.
She should be on the cast.
Drop
of
the
SNL.
Fucking microphone and hire that girl full time.
She would have laughed so many times.
She would have been so funny.
And it would have been. It would have. Paris would have been funnier just because Nicole is funny. It would have made Paris laugh too.
Paris, yeah. Nicole, just let Nicole do it by herself.
No, I don't think they would have done that because she.
Well,
wasn't
yeah.
Famous yet, except for the Simple Life. But they should have had both of them. So, anyways. Paris was hosting SNL.
Yeah, at that
by
point
herself.
They were three seasons in.
Yeah. So I guess Nicole was like bitter that Paris was hosting SNL by herself. So allegedly she got jealous and she hosted a watch party with all of her friends to watch Paris just do it. To watch Paris host SNL when it came time for that moment, she did not put that on the TV. She put Paris's sex tape on the TV and they watched that, all their friends. And when that word got back to Paris, she was gooped and gagged and heartbroken, apparently, because that was like not a good time for her.
Well, they said, Teffy said that, like, first of all, I forgot all about the darn sex tape. I've seen like screenshots of it, but I've never seen it. But anyway, I've heard it's actually really, really not that bad, but in terms of, like, graphicness. But anyway, so Teffy says that when it first came out, when that guy, when her ex, Rick, like, released it or whatever, it got leaked, Paris was, like, devastated. And I would be too. Like, I get it. And, like, you know, she's an heiress and all this stuff. At the time, I remember thinking, I don't know if I was just, obviously, I was probably easily influenced because I was a kid, but, I remember thinking that she was in on it. Like, she...
Oh, me too.
She wanted to release it to help boost her show that was about to come out. That's the story that I always thought. But Teffy explains that she was actually, like, really embarrassed and devastated. And, like, Nicole Richie, who she, like, has literally been friends with since childhood, like, was her rock through all of that. Like, helped her through that disaster, which made her, like, really upset. So, like... Nicole having that information, knowing that it's something that, like, she was really, really deeply mortified about, and then showing it to a party of God knows how many people is kind of fucked.
It is fucked. It is.
But also, it is for your best friend to do that. That's pretty messed up.
It is. But at the same time, I know what kind of headspace Nicole was in when she did it.
Can I just say, I want you to tell us about that, but can I just say that this might be bad. I don't know. Am I going to get canceled for this? I don't know. One, in defense of Nicole, it may be in her mindset, hasn't the whole world already seen it? You True. Know, it's literally all over the place.
And I doubt that they, like, sat and watched the whole thing, you know? I'm sure that once everybody realized what it was, they had a good laugh. They all laughed, haha, and then
moved on.
Yeah
who's gonna sit and watch the whole damn thing?
Like, yeah, everybody's gonna sit and watch it, like a movie.
I don't remember if y'all can Google it. I don't remember if Paris got it, like, removed or whatever. Like, you know how, like, I think she did sue him, but I don't remember if, like, she was able to, I thought I heard that she was actually profiting from the sale of the sex tape.
Oh, you might be thinking of her friend.
Oh. But anyway, so I don't know at the time if the video was still, like, open to the public for everybody to view or to buy.
It probably was.
I mean, that was, like, before, like, Pornhub, so, like...
Right, but it was probably on other weird places.
You could buy it, though.
Yeah.
And you could definitely, like, buy the DVD back then. It was mm-hmm. a long time ago. So, I don't know. I don't know if it was, like, taken down already or not.
She probably got the DVD,
I don't think
honestly.
It was. But anyway, even if it wasn't, what was her mindset?
I can tell you, it's not good, but this is going to sound bad, and I don't care who hates me for it. I like Nicole Richie, okay? And I know Nicole Richie's type of humor.
I know her.
Because I have it, and I'm her.
You actually do have her kind of humor.
It's kind of fucked up, but everything is funny to Nicole. Everything is a joke. Everything is funny. Like, even if she's... maybe kind of fucking with someone or, like, maybe hurting someone's feelings. She doesn't think she's being mean when she's doing it because to her, it's just a joke. Like, I'm really just being funny. Like, we'll all laugh about this. Like, it's just funny right now to me. She thinks everything's funny, okay?
She just is kind of one of those chicks, I think, that is like, look, like, she doesn't take anything personal. Don't take it fucking personal.
Right.
It's a joke. I'm just a mischievous little girl.
I'm just in a silly, goofy mood.
I'm in a silly, goofy, mischievous little mood. I'm gonna crack a joke that is probably a little inappropriate.
Is she also petty? Yes. And that's...
That was a very petty thing to do.
That's a tricky combo to have, being a very smart, petty girl as well as a jokester. Like,
yeah.
When you intertwine those things, it's not always pretty for other people, but...
Well, and...
I don't think she was being evil.
Throw in a dash of impulsivity, which I'm pretty sure she has, uh-huh. And hey, I do too. I can be impulsive.
Maybe a dash of being high maybe, on something.
Yeah. Or just maybe not thinking before you act.
We've all done that.
Who hasn't?
That was a very fucked up thing for her to do, but...
We also don't know what Paris has done to Nicole in the past.
True. Because
things I have seen on TikTok, Paris is equally a messy bitch. We will...
She is. I mean, we can just get into the next thing now, because that's basically it.
I mean, that's basically it. They feuded over because of that. And
yeah.
Then, because I remember this too, Paris Hilton being like, you know, or Nicole knows what she did. And being like, what the hell are they talking about?
Like, what did Nicole do?
What are they talking about? At that point, when Paris said that, I was like, maybe it's like a boyfriend type of thing. Mm. But I think Nicole was like already dating, what's his name? So, anyway, who cares? That was their feud. I still love Nicole, and as it turns out, I actually love Paris Hilton's mom.
Oh my god.
Now,
Kathy
who would have thought?
Kathy Hilton is the... She is so funny.
Who would have thunk that Kat... Can you imagine Kathy Hilton and Nicole Richie together? Nicole should have been Kathy's kid.
She probably loves Nicole.
I would guess
they were very funny together.
They could be hilarious together.
Yeah, they need to get a show.
I also understand a lot better, like, where Paris gets her little ditzy humor from, too.
Yeah.
Because Kathy... plays a ditz sometimes,
she's
but
not.
We all know she's not.
She's not. She is about some things, but it's just because she's just one of those people. She's so
rich.
She's never had to do some of these things. She's never had to figure out how to plug a fan into a wall, okay? She just hasn't.
Their family literally owns Hilton Hotels.
Right. You always have someone doing something for you. You can't blame her.
I mean, that's...
I don't think she's stupid, though, because she's... She's also just a funny, sneaky jokester. I like...
The whole Thomasina thing?
I like funny, silly, sneaky
jokesters.
She
straight... I finally watched that whole episode. She straight up called... What's her name? Sutton.
Who cares?
She straight up was like, what's up, Thomasina?
Yeah.
And then she said it. Like, you know, peeping Tom, you know? Like, she has no qualms.
Like, I don't predict her getting into a fight with anyone ever.
She's not going to give a fuck. That's, like, right. Why she gives me Nicole Richie vibes, because she's never going to give enough fucks to get in a fight.
Any reaction you give them is going to be funny to them.
Right.
It's a joke.
She's never going to take you seriously.
So, I don't hate Nicole Richie for what she did to Paris Hilton, but that's just my opinion, okay? So, next story.
Nah, this is a good one.
This is messy.
This is a good one.
Oh, my God. This might have to be a whole pop culture episode. My fault.
These are all... Linda prepared me for this because I needed to know the tea before we got into it. Usually, I don't know what she's going to talk about, but today, I do.
Yeah, I know. You had to watch these. It's just too good.
And plus, I probably would have anyway because I love Tuffy. Yeah. But anyway.
So, Paris Hilton versus Lindsay Lohan.
Round two. This is a doozy. This is fucking public. And a lot of things get exposed.
Okay, so they're friends, whatever. Apparently, there's a rift between them because Lindsay starts getting closer with Nicole Richie. And I guess
what? Oh, I forgot about that part.
Yeah, it's the beginning of it. So
really? Mm-hmm. Maybe I didn't watch part one.
I think Nicole and Paris were already kind of weird with each other. And then Lindsay started hanging out with Nicole and doing...
Well, we all know the infamous purple dress, red dress picture.
Yeah.
Google Lindsay Lohan, Nicole Richie.
It'll be the first picture.
Red dress. It'll be the first picture.
Yeah, you don't have to type
it. I guarantee it.
So, they're girls now. They're going to the bathroom and doing things, you know. Allegedly, my fault.
I don't know about allegedly, because Lindsay Lohan was getting arrested for coke all the time at that point, but
whatever. Okay, well, then.
Allegedly.
Okay, so what happens first? The fire crotch thing?
Oh, no, sweetie. So the first thing that happens is, this is what leads to fire crotch. What's her name? Paris was dating Stavros.
Yes.
And then, but Stavros was like a womanizer, whatever. He dated Mary-Kate Olsen and broke her heart, so fuck him. I love Mary-Kate.
He is hot, though.
He is hot.
Greek.
Good hair.
Billionaire.
Trillionaire. But anyway, apparently he left Mary-Kate for Paris Hilton, and they were dating. Hmm. And I don't know how exclusive it was. I think it was exclusive at first, but then, like, whatever. He's known for being a womanizer. So apparently Lindsay Lohan and him hung out separately one night, and there's, like, evidence. There's receipts. Back then, like, paparazzi was, like, up in their face all the time, so there's, literally pictures of her hanging out with him at a club with a weird bandana on.
I like that bandana on that dark hair I did.
And then, what are you, a pirate? But yes, okay. You can. Fine. Be a pirate tonight, sweetie. So, she was a pirate.
She is a pirate, because she's... stealing people's boyfriends.
She's stealing the loot. She's stealing the booty, for real. For real. Like, she stole that booty. There's a picture of him walking out of her apartment the next morning. So, obviously, you know what happened.
She knew what she was doing when she put that bandana on.
You know what happened. She was on the prowl that night as a pirate. But anyway, then... Okay, so obviously, that's what set the fucking fight off.
Okay, yes.
Because that was Paris's boyfriend. Or at least ex... I don't know.
Who cares? Like, either way.
Who cares? Y'all are friends. Don't bang my boyfriend.
Messy.
Don't bang my recently ex. Don't bang my casual boyfriend bang friend.
No, you don't bang who I'm banging.
Don't bang who I've banged, ever.
Right.
Unless I hate him and I don't care, but then I wouldn't want you to bang him, because why would you put yourself through that? So anyway, whatever. She did, and then it was on.
Then... So, Paris, for some reason, was hanging out with that really sweaty guy.
Greasy panda.
Didn't he die?
No. Did he?
Does he have a twin?
I think he has a hotter brother. Sorry, he has a hotter brother. I don't know about a twin.
Okay, well, I'm certain that one of them died, and maybe Taffy didn't know that, but I think that he actually died not so long ago.
Are you kidding?
No, don't you remember he was on that, like, celebrity rehab show with Dr. Joe?
Yeah, I do remember that. He had a lot of drug problems.
Okay, well, I think he died.
Google it. But, no, I don't know. We'll anyway, fact check it later. She did say in this same series that one of Paris's exes has died. But
no.
That was from, like, an enlarged heart.
Not this guy, no.
Oh.
Why are they hanging out with him anyways? Who the fuck was he? Why was he so busy? He's
a billionaire.
I mean, yeah, but was he cool?
He's just one of those. Paris Hilton is an heiress, right? And she grew up with a bunch of other pretty much like American quote unquote heiresses, like these huge companies like Johnson & Johnson. She was best friends with Casey Johnson, who has passed away. She was the heiress of Johnson & Johnson, the freaking baby lotion.
You think you're the heiress of that baby lotion?
I wish I was the heiress of Baby Magic, because it turns out Baby Magic is not made by Johnson & Johnson, and it's hard to find, so that leads me to believe they're in trouble. So hire me as your heiress.
I'll fix it.
And I'll fix it. Anyway, then who else? Like oil. He comes from oil.
Obviously,
money.
His hair is oily.
He's very oily. Oh my God.
He just seems so annoying.
Made that connection, but
the oil in his
the
hair.
The oil heiress. He's the oil heiress.
Obviously.
I mean, I can't judge an oily forehead because I've got one.
But if you had to, if you knew that you were looking at a, oh my God, Leroy, if you were looking at a room of 10 heiresses and you had to guess which one belonged to which company, you would know this kid belongs to the oil. Company.
He's just slop. Maybe he just runs through his veins.
Does he not seem annoying as fuck?
He's just slobby. He seems like somebody that
you want to punch in the fucking face.
I would want to punch in the face as soon as he started drinking liquor.
Ugh.
Like that's the type of that vibe I get from him. Like, I don't want to fucking look at you when you're drinking alcohol, like, because you turn into a big asshole.
Because
you're probably an asshole in real life. Think about it.
He disgusts me.
He's a billionaire oil heiress that was given. He was given everything.
Okay, well,
he never has had a job in his life, and he will never have to have a job if he's still alive. I don't know if he is. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. You sweaty.
Obviously, he had some things going on. He had some. They all had drug addictions at the time.
Okay,
then
use your dad's money to go to therapy, sweetie. It's not my problem.
He probably had whatever.
Well, okay, we're not here to dissect
his name. Whatever, Brandon Davis. I don't know why they hang out with him, because he's not hot, but he's probably kind of funny at times and really super rich and has access to a lot of things.
He probably has the drugs. That's probably why. There's no other reason to me. He's sweaty. He's ugly. He's annoying. I just don't get it. But so Princess, I was about to call her, Paris and him hang out and whatever. They're like walking down the street. Paparazzi are following them. Paris is fake talking on her flip cell phone and like covering her face because she's laughing so hard. And he's just talking shit about Lindsay Lohan and saying how gross and sweaty her vagina is. And
he said it smells like.
Yeah.
Yikes.
He called her a fire crotch and said that she has a fire crotch and everybody knows it. On video.
Honestly, I was always sort of confused about that term. Does that like mean like an STD or like red hair?
Well, like,
or
I think he was meaning
like
it as
ginger
a
ginger thing.
I think he was meaning it as a red hair insult.
Like a ginger insult.
But like, who cares?
Yeah, I think it's more offensive to say somebody's
has a hot box.
He said that?
No. It's more offensive to say that.
I think it's more offensive to say it smells like poop, because he did say that. He actually said the D word, diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
That would be devastating.
Everybody took the fire crotch phrase and went with it.
They just rolled with the fire crotch, because that was, I guess, the catchiest. But everybody started calling her fire crotch, and that was, I'm sure, deeply embarrassing for her.
Yeah, but then he backtracked. Remember?
This is a convoluted story.
I know.
So, like, she freaks out. Then she said...
She said something on MySpace or something, I thought. Or maybe that's later. I don't know.
She also started coming out with her Gucci showing. Like, getting out of cars with her cooch out.
Yeah, all the girls are getting out of the cars with no underwear.
Their Uchiwalis are out.
Spread eagle.
Like, no,
on purpose.
No underwear, tight, short skirts. Walking out of the freaking van, like... Spread eagle, basically.
I can't get past it.
Like, it was intentional.
It was. It was an accessory.
I mean, it absolutely was. Like, I guess they know at the end of the day that the media, like, us weeklies, they can't post
their
actual vaginas.
Right. I mean, yeah, when I was a kid, I remember seeing all those pictures with the star over there.
Yeah.
Like, coochies.
It's gonna be blurred out.
It's always blurred. I can't tell you what any of their vaginas look like, but... It was just the fact of knowing that these girls are not wearing underwear getting out of these cars.
Actually, maybe they underestimated the internet back
then,
because
I'm
nowadays
sure
I'm sure you could.
I'm not like going to go looking for
it. I would bet if I Googled one of their names, vagina, afterwards, I could find the original paparazzi.
Probably.
The paparazzi probably sold it to anybody.
Yeah.
True. So, but I don't know if they cared. I honestly kind of thought it was a statement
on
Lindsay Lohan's part. Like, fuck y'all, I'm not a firecrotch. Well, and then the other girls were like, me too, me too.
Me too. Yeah, that was a really strange time.
There's also a Britney Spears entanglement.
Oh, my.
Can we talk about that?
Okay. Look. Paris and Britney are friends, which...
I guess was supposed to make Lindsay jealous?
Yeah, but I don't really understand why.
I have a question about that, but I'll save it for later. Okay.
So, whatever. Paris and Britney are running around town together now, okay?
So, before that, I think, right before that, ooh, Lindsay. Lindsay is a petty girl. Mm-hmm. So we had the whole Stavros thing, and then Paris was also dating that guy, Harry Torch, or something, Storch, I don't know, some other Hard Rock Cafe air or something. But anyway, Lindsay hooked up with him too.
No, I thought Lindsay was dating him, and then Paris hooked up with him.
Oh, you're right, flip-floppy.
Yeah, they did a flip-flop.
I'm a little bit dyslexic. But, yes, you're right. Lindsay was dating him, and then Paris hooked up with him.
Yeah.
So then it was on, like, Donkey Kong again.
Yeah.
So then, oh my, so the whole Britney Spears things happen, where Paris starts hanging out, Lindsay's pissed. Lindsay comes out to the paparazzi and tells them that Paris hit her.
Yeah.
With the glass.
Yes, okay, yes.
And that was fucked, and then Paris's people flipped out.
I think that Lindsay hit her with a glass.
Lindsay is known for hitting people.
I know.
Multiple times. There's multiple accounts on record of Lindsay hitting people, beating people in public.
Yeah.
Randoms. Strangers.
I'm led to believe that she hit her with a drink, and then
she's also known for throwing drinks.
I think Lindsay Lohan's a master manipulator. Do I like her? Yeah.
I think she's a fucking hothead at the very least.
No, she's crazy, dude. She lies. She is a pathological liar, for sure.
She's definitely a liar, but... I can't say Paris isn't, but...
No, but I think that Lindsay does it in a crazier way.
Crazy way,
sometimes. I think that she's crazy enough to, like, actually do something.
Oh, she's crazy enough to do something.
But then flip it.
We'll get to that.
And make it sound like you did it.
Gaslighting. Yes. Okay, so she's a gaslighter. Mm-hmm. So then...
Firecrotch. Gaslighter.
Whoa. So, yeah. Oh my God. Speaking of fire crotch, this is so weird. The next day, this is not how I remember it growing up. The very next day, it might have even been the same night. It was the same day. Same night, Paris and Brittany go to a party at your boy's house, Brandon Davis, Greasy Panda or whatever. And Lindsay fire crotch shows up.
Mm-hmm.
At Brandon's house, the guy that called her Firecrotch and wore t-shirts that said Firecrotch and was like all about the Firecrotch slogan.
Yeah.
She shows up.
To hang out with Brandon, Sweaty Panda, Britney Spears, and Paris.
And then that little orange, little Oompa Loompa publicist guy that worked for Paris Hilton basically escorts Lindsay and forces her to get into a vehicle with Paris and Britney and act like they're bros.
Yeah, and they're all like, all the paparazzi are like, Paris, what about... Lindsay saying that you hit her, and she was like, I don't know, why don't you ask her? She's right there.
And then there she is.
But then, does she kind of sound like, I mean, she's saying it against her will, right?
She's saying it kind of cranky, like.
No, she would never hit me. She's a good person. We're friends.
Girl, you just said it today. She was literally coached right before she walked out that door by Paris Hilton's publicist. This is what you fucking say when they ask you about it. And Paris was a little bit Tom Petty right there where she was like, I don't know, ask her. She's right there. Like, that was a little bit funny for Paris. So they get into this freaking car together and they, like, are supposed to be frenzies, but they're definitely not.
That was an iconic picture.
It's a definitely iconic picture. I always thought they were, like, besties.
Yeah. But now I'm wondering, why was Britney even in the middle of that?
Because Paris is notorious for picking up new, more famous friends when she gets pissed at her old friends.
Okay.
So that happened. And then what happened next?
Travis Barker's girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Shayna.
Shayna, however you say it. Fuck her, dude. I don't care.
Dude, what was up with that?
I don't know. Her and Lindsay were like, there's like
they were friends at first.
Yeah, of like them messaging on freaking MySpace about hanging out. They're friends. Then all of a sudden, Travis Barker's baby mama like messaged Lindsay like being like, are you like hooking up with Travis or something like that? And then Lindsay just like let it out on her, dude. Well, I mean, I think that she did call Lindsay like a whore, right?
I'm pretty sure. And actually, I'm also pretty sure that Paris called Lindsay a coked out whore to the media. Or it's in an article.
Oh.
Yeah, Paris was saying some mean things too.
Well, like, I don't think it's fair for her to call anyone a coked out whore.
Yeah, I agree. But how do you feel about that video of Lindsay Lohan? Ooh, this is how I knew. This is how I knew she cannot be trusted.
No.
Because she literally tells the paparazzi that Paris Hilton is a C-U-N-T to their face and then completely denies it.
Seconds later.
4 seconds
Same
less.
Same video.
4 seconds or less later. She says, what are you talking about? Yeah, love Paris. She's my friend.
I didn't say that. She's my friend.
Why would I say that? She's my friend.
Bitch.
What the fuck?
Are you crazy?
Yes. What are you fucking doing?
She's crazy.
She's a little bit. But
she knows it, I think.
So she does that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she walks around with those magazines with Paris Hilton on the cover.
She's just a messy troll.
That was messy.
Yeah.
Basically, they just continue feuding. Like, it never really dies out, but they were both getting arrested at the time a lot.
Yeah.
Paris had to go to jail. Lindsay crashed a car, had to go to jail. They were both getting busted with coke. So, like, I'm just
the
baffled.
The
syringe and the making out. During the middle, and somehow in the middle of all this, they get high and make out.
There's pictures, like, grainy black and white pictures of them, like, straddling each other, making out fully.
Clearly making out.
And then in the same night, same pictures of Lindsay, at least. Definitely holding a syringe and shooting something.
Shooting up.
Into her
several times. There's one of her on her forearm. There's one with a tourniquet on her arm.
Oof.
There's one of somebody shooting up something into her back.
Oh, my God.
And then there's another one of her wrist. Shooting up her wrist. Who knows what it could have been anything.
Could have been water.
Could have been vitamin B. But I am led to believe with her past... with cocaine, it was probably a speedball. Is that what you call it? Cocaine and heroin mixed?
I guess. I don't know. I don't do it.
It's what John Belushi died of?
I'm led to believe that Paris was making out with her during that she was also doing it
She
too.
Just probably wasn't dumb enough to get photographed. Lindsay was like looking directly into the camera as she was doing it.
She thought she was
sexy
hot.
Like, fuck with me. I'm cool.
Well, she was.
Wow. That girl.
I know.
That girl.
So then it gets worse.
Oh, it gets so much worse.
Then she dates that DJ girl.
Oh, Samantha Ronson.
I didn't know that. I never put together that Mark Ronson was her brother.
I never really even knew Mark Ronson, but I saw Teffy said that some album she mentioned, I was like, wait a minute, I fuck with that album. What was it?
Probably a bunch.
He's like a really big producer, right?
Yeah, he worked a lot with Amy Winehouse.
What it was. So yeah, he's a huge producer. Samantha's his brother, sister, and her sister also has like a fashion line, like whatever. Lindsay and her date.
I guess at first they try to make it seem like they're just girly friends.
Well, and at the time, to be honest, sorry, this is not very cool of me, but I was young, I didn't understand, I was confused. At the time, I actually thought it was a publicity stunt. I did not believe that Lindsay was actually gay for her, but as it turns out, think she was, because they had a very toxic, volatile relationship.
Mm-hmm.
All the fighting everywhere they go.
Everywhere. They were terrible.
They fought in public. Can we talk about the tweets?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell the girls?
Oh my God, I wish I printed them out. Like, Lindsay is just going on, and they're still on MySpace. Still. The girls are still on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and it's like seemingly constantly getting leaked.
They like, she like gets into fights with her DJ girlfriend, and then... Are you talking about when they're in the hotel? The same hotel?
Yes.
They get into a fight. They're in the same hotel, checking in different rooms, I guess. I guess Samantha is like, her name's Samantha?
Mm-hmm.
She's in a room like below Lindsay. Lindsay goes on Twitter and starts.
On Twitter?
On Twitter. Tweets to the world.
Do you know if she was tagging her or she was just talking out loud like share?
Maybe you couldn't even tag people yet.
Oh my God.
It had to
anyway.
Be like the earliest days of Twitter.
It was when Twitter first
opened. If they were using MySpace simultaneously.
Well, it had to be like 2000. I think Twitter was started in like 2007. So it had to be like around there.
She tweets to the world all of their messy drama. What I don't know what she said. She tells her to please leave me alone. Get out of the hotel.
Stop saying below me. You're doing drugs secretly.
Yeah.
What else? you broke my heart, you win.
Like, she kept telling her she won. You cheated on me,
you win, please leave me alone. Okay, it seems like she is leaving you alone. If you guys got separate hotel rooms and she's downstairs probably sleeping while you're tweeting at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, you're tweeting to everyone, dude. What are you doing?
But then Samantha has the best comeback, dude.
What?
I forget. The best. She goes on there and says something along the lines of, this is a paraphrase, but yeah, that's what... Jack and Crack does.
Jack and Crack.
Jack, when you...
Oh, she also said, get out of the bathroom. Why don't you get out of the bathroom? Some of us actually have to use it.
Oh, if you're gonna do drugs, if you're gonna... What did she say? If you're gonna do coke, at least do it outside of the bathroom so we can pee.
Yeah.
And she said, Jack and Crack. It's the crack for me.
The Jack and Crack for
the
me.
The Jack and Crack. That's what happens when people do Jack and Crack, basically, is you go on Twitter raids.
She's right.
And I remember thinking or reading in the news at the time or the tabloids that Samantha Ronson was sober or allegedly sober. So I guess Lindsay was trying to like expose her or something.
Was she sober though? In a lot of those pictures, her eyes look kind of heavy.
Not to judge a book by its cover, but I never thought she looked particularly sober. Like just health-wise, like she always looked pretty tired. I don't either.
If you were sober, would you want to date someone who's always
doing crap? Newly sober, would you want to be with a full-blown drug addicted hothead crazy girl?
Maybe when she was sober. Maybe when the sex was
really good.
I guess, but enough to like risk your sobriety.
Enough for Lindsay Lohan to be locked out of her house for hours, that was crying.
She with sounded some like,
random. Oh,
such a crybaby.
That was so funny. Okay, so yeah, why was she? I didn't understand that at first. Lindsay Lohan was like sitting outside of Samantha Ronson's doorsteps, like waiting for her to get home.
She wasn't answering the phone, and she didn't know where she was. Because remember, once she talked to her, she kept saying like, "Where were you? Where were you?"
5 a.m.
And she was like, "I was with my sister." And she was like, "No."
And she had another girl with her. That was funny because she had another girl with her you never see on camera, but Samantha was like, "Who is this?" And this was like,
Lindsay was like, this is my friend.
And she was like, "Okay, well, this one's got to go.
This one's got
to
go."
She said, "This one's got to go because she's on my property and I don't know her." Mm-hmm. That was hilarious to me. Then she closes the gate. If by all accounts, like, Samantha is the one that does seem more, at least more sober than Lindsay.
Perhaps she's just smart. But Lindsay was full-blown balling. And knew not to do anything stupid while there's paparazzi taking pictures of us.
True.
Maybe she was crazy indoors.
I mean, they were also, though, publicly filmed and photographed fighting in public. This is what I really want to talk about. So they have very big public feuds everywhere. Everywhere they go, it seems. Like, not hiding it from anybody. Like, in the middle of clubs. And then Samantha's like a DJ, right? So the clip where Samantha starts playing Britney Spears, Womanizer, at her little DJ set or whatever, and Lindsay comes flying out of nowhere like a bat out of hell, goes straight up to her in the middle of her set and is like, "Why are you playing her song? Why does she have a problem with Britney Spears?" That's what I need to know.
I don't get.
I do not understand. What the fuck is wrong? What's the problem with Britney Spears? I don't get it.
Maybe, well.
This was after the feud with Paris.
So maybe that's it, you know? Maybe Paris and Britney continue to be friends because they were friends.
Who cares? Get a life. It's Britney Spears.
Well, maybe she just...
And Britney Spears is the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet. We all know Britney Spears is not vindictive.
No.
She's
Well, I heard that Little Miss Jamie Lynn Spears, allegedly... When she was on that Zoe 101 show, really didn't like one of the girls that was also in that show and, like, would bully the fuck out of her and then told Britney, her big sister, that that girl was bullying her and basically, like, sent Britney to, like, harass this girl.
I don't believe that. Britney harassing a girl?
I think the girl said it on video, like, in an interview, like, something. I'm not 100%. Maybe I'll find it and post it to the Instagram. But, well, just picture, like, your little sister you think is being bullied by someone else. Yeah, but
that's a big sister thing to do. I think that's a pretty valid reason.
Yeah.
Unlike Lindsay, who got some random to beat up Paris Hilton's little brother and put him in the hospital. True. Lindsay Lohan did that during her feud with Paris.
I don't think that Lindsay Lohan is mentally stable at all. I think she's unhinged. But I like her. I do. And honestly, some of the mess and pettiness is funny to me.
The teddy bear?
Yeah.
That is the epitome. That reminds me of, like, in Clueless, the movie Clueless, when she gets flowers sent to herself, so it made everybody think she had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Lindsay literally walked around with this teddy bear leaving Samantha's house after they'd broken up and Samantha started dating somebody else. I'm not sure how Lindsay got in that house, but... Or maybe she faked it. Maybe she staged it. But she was purposefully photographed around Samantha's house with a, excuse me, a big-ass teddy bear that said, I love you on it, with allegedly the intentions of making Samantha Ronson's new girlfriend think that she's still hooking up with her.
Right.
Fucked.
Psycho.
Using literally the media to convey a story.
Can't say I haven't done something similar.
Everybody's crazy sometimes, you know? Yeah. We've all done weird, stalky, crazy things.
I think. Scared to think how crazy I would be if I knew that I did have cameras following me. I would probably stage a lot of funny things.
Well, Paris, we're going back to Paris again, but remember that little missing poster she put on her door? About Lindsay Lohan? That was very mean.
That was very mean.
Man, these girls are petty. They're doing a lot of drugs, and they're being very messy in the very public eye. It's such a different time.
I know. I really miss it.
I mean, they were, like, also harassed by paparazzi constantly, so I guess I would probably fuck with the paparazzi, too, but damn it. And then, now, according to Teffy, Lindsay, like, backtracked the whole thing. Like, she's trying to claim...
Oh, pretend that they didn't even really date,
which is sort of stupid, because obviously you were emotionally invested, bitch, if you're crying on her front
she
door
literally said
for
when
5 hours.
She was crying, I'm your girlfriend.
She was bawling. Like, she sounded... I actually felt bad for her in that moment.
Too.
She sounded really desperate.
Remember when the paparazzi said, you've been waiting here a long time, and she, like, said, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah. She knew. She'd been
That's
acting a little foolish, but she was not going to back down. She was going to wait until she got home.
I get it.
If you think your significant other is cheating on you...
Well, I think it's a lot more intense when you're gay. I'm not gay, but my best friend is very gay. And from my experience through her gay relationships with other gay girls, they're just way more intense. Like, I think it just moves way quicker than, like, Reggie straight relationships for some reason.
I can see that. I mean, same energy.
I mean, these girls that she dated, at least, like, I'm not speaking for all the gays, but all of my best friend's ex-girlfriends... Insanity.
Really?
I almost, like, ran one of them over my car because she wouldn't get away from my fucking car. She was
crazy.
They're crazy. Not all of you.
I mean, guys are absolutely 110% crazy, too.
Yes, but I'm just saying that seeing that type of, like, fight between Lindsay and her girlfriend reminded me very much of my friend and her ex-girlfriend. It's just, they're just a lot messier when it gets bad.
It reminded me of one of my ex-boyfriends.
Well.
One of my first, like, super serious, I would say, like, probably, like, my first true, like, love situation happened to be extremely toxic with a lot of fighting. And, yeah, it was like looking back at parts of my thing with that guy.
I can't say I haven't done the same, you know?
I can't say I haven't had messy public fights with an ex.
I can't say I haven't
not in the middle of a club
someone's car and walked down the street like I'm about to go, you know, live a life on my own and make you chase after me. My fault. You know?
I can't say my ex hasn't called me while tripping and allegedly and telling me I'm going 105 miles per hour. Hope I survive. Bye, bitch. And hang up
on
me.
What do you say in that situation? Because I know what I would say.
Oh, I was freaking the fuck out. I was calling him back.
Oh my god.
I eventually threw his clothes in the front yard. This was not a good time. This is not a good look for me. We were notorious for throwing our clothes in the front yard every time we fall. Like, what the fuck? Who does that? Who does that?
I have not.
Oh man, I can't say that my dad hasn't picked up my drunk ex-boyfriend on the side of the road because we were worried he was going to get hit by a car after he left his car at my parents' house after we got in a fight. Come on. We've all been, maybe not all of us have been there.
I can't say that my same dad didn't drive home a wandering crackhead that I moved into my basement for 2 weeks in the middle of the night because he threatened to kill himself.
That takes the cake, that guy. Ooh, a weird shoeless Joe, remember?
Yep.
We had have an episode about him. Go
we
back.
We did a whole episode about him. You can go listen to
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, weird shoeless Joe. I've already blocked it out because that was a traumatic time for me.
That night was traumatic.
As a third party.
Really quick, I'll just tell you. That night, I was at work at Petco.
That guy was scary.
Sweeping floors, closing. He's calling me, telling me, he was like away from the house, telling me that he was like on Xanax, he was fucked up, he was coming to the house, and he was just being a bitch. And I said, no, 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 sir, you are actually not going to come to my parents' house on Xanax. Absolutely not. I will throw all of your shit outside and burn it. Then he starts threatening me, whatever, I hang up. I get home, he's there. He's zanned out.
Was he in the driveway?
No, he was like sitting on the patio out back, like waiting for me to get
by
home.
By himself?
Mm-hmm.
Where was mom?
They were home. They were like asleep because this was after I closed at Petco. I didn't get home till like 11:30 or 12.
That is scary.
Well, he was staying in the basement.
Oh, that's right. She moved him in.
Oh my God. It was
I
crazy.
Hated that. I hated every second. I was like, what the fuck is she doing?
I was in a silly, goofy mood.
He
okay?
had the weirdest, ugliest
Stop,
tattoos.
Please.
Okay, anyway.
Well, okay. I get home. He's zanned out of his mind. He doesn't have a phone, I don't think.
Of course he doesn't.
So he's like trying to use mine to go on Snapchat or something. I don't know.
How was he contacting you then?
Somebody else's phone. He was hanging out with friends. I don't know. I don't even remember. Somehow, some way, I noticed something on somebody's freaking phone. Either it was mine or it was his trap phone. That he was like trying to talk to another girl. So I was like, bro, what are we doing here? Then he freaks out, takes my phone, threatens to break my phone because I found him being sneaky. So that's when I was like, okay, get the fuck, I cannot. Then I just say, look, we're not doing this. I'm over this. It's like, that's what I snapped out of my silly, goofy, manic mood I was in for a couple weeks. All of a sudden, I snapped out of it. It was like, we're not doing this. We're at my parents' house. You're not doing this. Figure something out. Then all of a sudden, like, his face changes, and he's not high anymore, and he's not zanned out anymore, and he totally snaps out of it, and he's sober, and he starts talking about killing himself.
And I kind
of laughed and was like, all right, I'm killing...
I'm killing this relationship
killing
right now.
No. I'm taking you home. You can do whatever you want to do when I take you to your home. And so I went upstairs and woke Dad up and said, like, in hysterics, like, I can't take this kid. I'm taking him home. I can't do this. He's talking about killing himself. And then Dad was like, okay, no. You're not
guy.
Driving alone at 1 o'clock in
with
the morning with this crazy
crackhead psychotic boy.
I will take him home. So Dad took him home, and that was the last I ever saw him. Dad got him out of my life.
I love our dad, man.
Me too. What a fucking
our
relief.
Dad's a man. He doesn't get involved in our relationships unless he has to.
Right. I'm sure he wasn't crazy about that relationship.
I'm sure he wasn't crazy about driving that my ex home.
It was like an hour drive.
Oh, no.
At 1 o'clock in the morning.
What a good dad.
And he had to work the next day.
What a good
He didn't want me driving a crazy
Can
car.
Can you imagine
home.
What they fucking talked about?
Nope.
I would like to
I
know.
I bet I know. I bet Dad actually gave him a lot of advice. Because you know how Dad is. That's why he let
Yeah,
me
but if he disrespected you, I don't know.
Well,
what
I don't know.
You
if
never
I said
know.
All that
we don't
to Dad.
Know what Dad says to guys sometimes.
This is true. I mean,
sometimes I think he says some. Probably.
I know for a fact that he told Reggie something very Dad like and scared that I didn't know for a couple years until he told me. He basically told him, like, look, if you can't do the right thing, if you're not going to do what you need to do, then you need to leave her the fuck alone. Like, get the fuck out of her life. He told him that, straight up.
Good.
My fault.
My fault.
Best dad award.
Best dad of the year.
Anyway, so
of
yeah.
Of a lifetime.
So we all know about acting crazy in a relationship, okay?
I mean, yeah, we just exposed ourselves, so.
And unfortunately, Lindsay Lohan didn't have a good dad to call and take care of it.
True. Or a very healthy relationship with her mother.
That whole family...
What are they doing now? Like, what is her sister doing? Doesn't she have a brother?
I think Allie was, like, a model or
she
something.
She was a model for a while.
Well, what? I think she got a boob job and fake lips and stuff. And
oh, shit. What is Lindsay doing now? She's still in Greek.
In Greece. I liked that MTV show, actually.
I mean, I watched a couple episodes. It seemed a bit very
She tried to
scripted.
Kidnap that kid, that Middle Eastern kid.
Oh, no. Yeah, she's got the Middle Eastern accent now. Oh, my goodness.
Remember that lady punched her, I think. Remember?
Why, yes. Why does she... I can't.
I forgot about the Middle Eastern accent.
I can't even
Honestly,
go there.
Honestly, that changes everything, you know? I've been pretty much, since I watched these Teffy videos, like, I forgot, like, oh, I actually like Lindsay Lohan. She was so hot and cool. I forgot about the Middle Eastern accent.
I can't support a fake accent, especially from another country. I will say, I lived in New York for a year or so, a little bit over a year, and... I'm from the South, so I was constantly being making fun of for talking slow and having a Southern accent, but which I didn't even think I had at the time, but whatever. I didn't pick up. I picked up lingo, sure. And sometimes, like, after hanging out with like true New Yorkers with thick accents a lot. Like my best friend like has a very thick accent. Like sometimes I could find myself like kind of speaking a little bit faster like them or like just kind of similar, but I never mimicked a New York accent.
And that's not even a hard accent to mimic. You know, I wouldn't blame you if you did a
little bit. Right. I was constantly around people that grew up in New York, not transports.
Right. But to start mimicking like an Arabic accent, Lindsay.
Arabic of all things? Come on, Lindsay. Do you even know how to speak Arabic fully?
She might, because she does.
She probably knows some terms.
I'm sure she's learned some.
She might be able to hold a conversation.
You don't
but
have an Arabic accent when you're speaking English. You're English.
Right.
Arabic's not your first language.
I worked with Arabic speaking people for 3 or 4 years. I was constantly around them, was close with them, like this family. They taught me enough to be able to sort of hold a conversation. Have I forgotten mostly all of it? Yes. But back then, I was constantly around people not from, or, you know, lived in the United States, but didn't grow up here and had thick accents and spoke Arabic. And I was constantly around the language. And I still never.
No.
Never.
You would have to try hard to mimic their accents.
It's very distinct.
Like, she's acting.
Manner of speaking is very different from ours.
Right.
Like, for example, the people I used to work for, like, my bosses were two guys that were really close friends. So, like, they would often, like, eat lunch together while I was around, and I would often, like, be able to hear them talking during lunch. And I was close with them. So I would constantly, when I first like was around them, I was constantly thinking that they were fighting. Mm-hmm. And then I would like talk to them about it. And I'd be like, are you guys okay? Like, mm-hmm. And finally they were like, look, girl, this is just it's just the way we talk. It's just our accent. Like we're cool. We're totally fine.
Well,
like,
you know, mom and her mom.
Yeah. People do that in English all the time. They're not
fighting.
They're not even mad.
Actually,
half the time. They're just yelling.
Mom was on the phone with her mom. And I was out on the deck with her, and they were, like, screaming about something. They weren't fighting with each other, but Dad was, like, out in the yard burning stuff. And he, like, was like, what are they fighting about? What are they fighting
about?
And I was like, they're not fighting, Dad. This is a normal conversation.
Oh, for sure. I have walked into, like, a phone conversation with Mom and one person from her family. And I'm like, oh, shit. Shit's about to go down. And then I get out there, and they're, like, talking about something bullshit. Like, nothing. They're just yelling. They're not.
Right.
They might not be happy, but they're not mad.
Well, I don't know if they're happy, but.
They're definitely not mad.
They're
just talking.
Mad. So imagine, like, when they're mad.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, Lindsay's bullshit accent is bullshit, and I wonder if she still has it. She didn't really on that show, did she?
I can't really remember. I don't remember, but she definitely had it on that street with that kid.
Well, she definitely tried to kidnap that kid.
That was weird, Lindsay.
That is very weird. You don't take some... Ugh, I just don't understand her brain.
I feel like I've seen pictures of her recently, though, and she looks a little bit... I mean, who knows? Appearances aren't everything, but she looks a little bit more in, like, a maybe stable place.
Is she on Instagram?
She is. She doesn't, like...
Don't know the last time I looked at
her. Like, she doesn't look unhealthy. You know, for a while there, I think she was doing a lot of, like, injectables in her face. Not drugs, but, like, fillers and stuff. And it was kind of getting spooky. But I think she's toned that down a little bit.
That's
like,
good.
She looks like she's in a better place. Just from Instagram pictures. Who the hell knows? I have no idea. I don't keep up with her.
I'll have to look her up. Wow.
Wow. What great details.
This is us. What are we looking like right now?
We are looking like...
You know what we should do?
No, I'm not going to like what you're going to say.
Aren't you?
What?
What if this week we clearly spent an hour on Poppy? What if next week we just make it even and spend the whole episode on your... Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? And then go back to normal after that.
We'll think. Let's take a breather and think about it. We'll be right back, okay? La, 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 la. Annie, are you okay? But you're jealous that you're okay. Because the sound of a crescendo, Annie. Psych. your mind. Fooled you, didn't I?
You fooled me. You came back ASMR style with it. I thought you were going to be like, and I look at him, I'm jealous, because we're all gay. But you didn't.
No, I didn't. But you've been struck by a smooth criminal.
A smooth criminal.
Well, hey, hey, I must confess that we're not doing this segment. Seriously, I'm not playing. I'm not playing games with your heart. We are actually, we went overboard, y'all. We went overboard with Lindsay, okay? Lindsay Lohan is a big character. She's a big girl. She's a lot. So, we went overboard. We're just gonna flip it a little bit, and we'll do our Annie, Are You Okay segment next week.
Possibly longer. Even it out. Yeah, how about this?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, next week we'll just even it out. Next week we'll just do Annie, Are You Okay?
If you wanna do a full on,
I mean,
Annie?
We can talk about it for like an hour this time.
Oh, I've got a good one that's a conspiracy theory and true crime. Okay. And everybody knows it. That's but, anyway.
That's all we'll do next week then. My fault.
Annie, Are You Okay? She'll be okay. Annie will be okay.
Do you wanna know something that Annie, Are You Okay reminded me of?
Yes.
I just wanna remind everyone. Even though you guys have never heard me say this. I just want to tell everyone. I am working a concert this week called Corn and Stained.
Oh, it's been a while.
So that is going to...
I have.
That's going to be really weird, and I can't wait to tell you guys all about the weird crowd
can
that I saw.
Can you please take a video of him singing It's Been a While so we can post it to the podcast, and everybody will finally understand why we say that every fucking day of
our lives. Definitely try. But last time I worked there, that one season, I remember when I was trying to take a video of someone and one of the freaking ladies next to me was like, you're gonna get fired.
Oh, go fuck yourself, sweetie.
I told her. I said, I make $6.
Here's like, what you do. Care. You get a cool-ass person that maybe is a little blazed, maybe a little bit drunk. You say, hey, this is my favorite song of all time. I'm gonna get in trouble if I record it, yes. But can you record this for me?
Send it, text it to me. Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Okay, I can easily do that.
You can easily do that.
I can ask anyone. I'll ask multiple people.
Take my phone.
I'll ask multiple people from different seats so I can get different viewpoints.
Dipset. All right. We got a plan. It's been a while.
Have you actually listened to that whole song a long time?
Everything I have. No, I need.
Fucked up as I seen
my. I did the best it was for me.
I said I did it for my father. It's actually a good song.
I really don't remember any of the words except for it's been a while, but.
It's actually a bop.
All right, I'll listen to it.
But when Corn comes on, I'm going to. I'm gonna have to put my earplugs in. They're gonna start screaming
what is
in tongues.
That's the only remembering part I remember about Corn is the tongues. The
freak on a leash. The whole song is.
That's a secret bop.
It is, but I don't think I want to be in a crowd of thousands of people singing it.
They might be like metal people that are very nice.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, right? That's why I
We all know metal people are the nicest people in the world.
That's the only reason I said I would work this concert.
And don't they tip well?
That's why I said I would work it. Yeah, I don't want to listen to it at all. However, metalheads are the best tippers. They just are.
So. Metalheads are like the sweetest bitches you'll ever meet secretly. Like, they're like...
But it's with Stained, and Stained is a freaking trumper, dude.
Well, there's that. I don't
it's
know about that.
It's
going to
be a weird mix of a crowd, I think. I really do.
I'm very curious about the age of the crowd, I can't imagine there's many younger Gen Z people that are listening to Korn or Stained.
No, I'll be the youngest one there. It's like all the other VIP servers are like 18.
And let's be real, like they were popular 20-something years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So their fans are not exactly... young anymore, no. So I wonder how hard they're gonna party.
Huh, I'm curious to find out.
I mean, I get the sense that these people, when they were teenagers, were definitely like mosh pitters, right?
True.
But yeah. Do you but still like mosh 50. When you're 50? I don't know.
Maybe.
What is the lawn gonna be like? I think it's just gonna be a bunch of blazers.
I hope people are blazing. I hope it goes well. Honestly, I'm not too psyched about it because it's gonna be hot as shit. I'm not going
to
like
the sound
of it. That's
a mindset you're
going
to have to get over.
Well, I mean, I do pretty quickly because I've already done it. But I'm definitely going to probably have to wear earplugs for a good portion of it because I can't run around and try to listen to people. Like, I just can't. It's too many noises for me when I'm trying to do things and listen to people. And
If I were you, I would just try to make conversation with, like, literally every person you have to deal with and just be like, so how long have you been listening to Korn?
Well, I can't unless if I'm in the pavilion, you know, I'm mm-hmm. going to wait on them, like, during the concert. So I can't hear
them. Oh, it'll
be
very loud shit.
Unless I'm waitressing in the club, which is a possibility. I've done it before. I don't know if that's where
that would be silly.
Then I can hear people, and it's a lot better. But
yeah,
who knows? We'll see.
Well, do you have to wear a mask?
I don't think so. Nobody said anything, but if I do, I'm quitting. It's outdoors.
But
I'm not wearing a mask outdoors
in
100 degree heat. I'm just
gonna have to get very close to people to, like, hear them.
Yeah, sure I am.
Anyways,
shout out.
It's been a while. What were we talking about before that?
Nothing.
Bop, secret bops or whatever.
No, we're just coming back next week.
Oh, Annie, are you okay?
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
I googled what Annie, Are You Okay is about, and it's something ridiculous, but now I can't remember. Do you know?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. It's gonna bother me.
Leroy's about to bother me. We gotta get out of here.
All right, yeah. I'll have to Google again. The Annie, Are You Okay meaning of that song is not what I was expecting, but I really cannot think of it to save my life right now. So anyway, now let's just shout out. Let's shout out our hometown listeners, people that listen to our podcast regularly. We love you. We respect you. We want to talk to you. Fucking talk to us, okay?
Okay.
What is your...
It's ours. It's
a
joint.
We planned this. We're little planners.
Yeah, we planned it this time because our very good friend listener.
We have a very good friend listener that we respect and love so much.
Yeah. I don't know what we should call her because she hasn't answered me yet. Because she lives in this place and their time is different than ours. Brisbane, Australia.
Brisbane, Australia.
How do you think they say Brisbane?
Brisbane.
Brisbane.
I always feel like this person almost sounds British when she talks, but she's mm-hmm. not. She's definitely an Aussie. But I love... Can we just give her a name? You want to give her a fakie?
Let's call her Jalexis.
Jalexis?
Yeah.
Let's call her Mr. G.
Well, she's a girl.
She loves Summer Heights High, though.
Okay.
Jonah or...
No,
Jemay. All right, so here's Jemay. we're in love with Jemay. I want to give her a real name because I just love her so much. I want to give her recognition, but...
She'll let me know.
Our listener, she's not just a listener. She's an actual personal friend of ours. Like, we fucking love her so much. Like,
we haven't met her yet, but we will.
We've never actually met her, but we met during the weird panorama and, like, oh my goodness. Like, I can't tell you. I can't express in words how much I love this person. But just the sweetest person you'll ever meet. And cool and fun and funny. Anyway, and it's got dad jokes for days. Fucking A. Jemay. She's like actually the opposite of Jemay. She's like not a bitch. Oh no, Leroy.
You won't shut the fuck up. Stop.
Anyway, we will update you on Jemay's real name possibly if whenever they get back to us. But anyway, where does Jemay live?
Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Which is like on the very... edge of Australia on the right side, like middle right. Well, no, right. The coast. It's on the coast.
It's on the Gold Coast, I believe.
Is that the Gold Coast?
I still don't really know much about the coast, but I've always heard the phrase Gold Coast.
It says it's the capital and most populous city of the Australian state of Queensland.
Brisbane is? Oh, in Queensland.
It's the third most populous city in Australia.
I mean, when you go to Outback Steakhouse, they do have a lot of things named Queensland.
True.
The Queensland chicken. Okay, I know now. I'm going to sound like a total freaking dummy because I don't know anything about... I really don't know anything about Australia that besides Heath Ledger is from Perth. And that's on the opposite side of where Jemay lives.
It's a diverse city. With 32.2% of its metropolitan population being foreign-born.
I believe our girl, Jemay, was foreign-born.
It's known for...
I think I lied about that. Never mind.
It's known for its distinct Queenslander architecture and its outdoor dining and cuisine culture.
That sounds amazing. How's the weather? And what's the population?
The weather?
I always need to know the weather. I imagine it's glorious. And can you swim in the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
I always wonder about island continents like that too, like Ireland and Australia. Like, do they actually have... I think Australia obviously does have beaches, but like, does Ireland have beaches? I don't think it does.
Probably like cold beaches.
I think it
sure.
has like cliffs. Like, just
this
cliffs.
Says that unsheltered surf beaches lie on the eastern coast of Moreton, Stradbroke, and Bribie. Bribby?
I love their little words. Bribby, bribby? They're Shoey? Do, the East
Coast.
It's hilly.
The city of Brisbane is hilly.
Really?
Urban area, but like
hills. How far from the water?
Pretty close, I think.
Do you go to the beach there?
I'm thinking you do.
There are a lot of sharks out there, no?
No.
Is it the Pacific Ocean? It's probably cold. Or is it? It's below the equator. Gosh. Holy shit, I have so many questions.
Oh my
Jermaine
gosh.
Is going, we're trying to convince Jermaine to be a guest on our podcast, but right now she's worried about her voice, but we told her we had the worst voices in the world. Come on.
Yeah, we have literally.
She has the best, she's the best accent in the world.
It's a humid subtropical climate.
Perfect.
Wet, hot summers.
Wet, hot American summer? Not American.
Moderately dry, moderately warm winters.
I think they're in winter now.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I almost called her real name. Jemay is 14 hours ahead of us. So it's like literally tomorrow, girl, over there where she lives. Like, it is tomorrow.
It is hard to get in touch
she
with her.
She lives in the future. It's not hard to get in touch with her.
For me,
she's the best friend I ever had.
I don't think we're like rarely awake at the same time because she stays up.
She does
pretty late and go and sleeps in late, right?
I don't know. I texted her yesterday.
I know she stays up.
And late. It was like 10:30 a.m. and she was up and bopping, man.
She hadn't gotten to sleep yet, probably.
Oh, come on!
I swear to God, I'm pretty sure she stays up.
I love this person. I love her so much.
Yeah. So, yeah, I love her as well.
I'm also making her a playlist right now. I'm not done yet, but
I
she
make
listens
her a
to really good music.
What kind of playlist are you making her?
I'll show you.
Well, like, what's the theme of it?
It's called Shoey, but it's not party. Like, a Shoey in Australia, apparently, is when you pour your beer into your shoe and then chug it.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a little funny thing, but it's not party. It's like a lot of like cool music, like I'm not giving you any information, like Velvet Underground, Courtney Barnett, I think it's on there.
Like, what's the theme of the playlist? Like, what do
that
you listen?
I love her,
but like, when do you listen to, like, what's it for?
When you fucking want to listen to cool ass music and just vibe out.
Okay, I'm gonna make her a playlist as well.
Okay, we can have her taste test them both and tell us who the winner is.
Okay, that's what
so I was really nervous about it because I don't know like all the music she listens to, but so far, so good. I sent her what I have so far, which is only like 11 or 12 songs, and she loved it. So,
well, they have
the bitch looks great.
They have several art galleries.
Really?
Yeah, they have a performance.
Is it winter there now?
Good.
Like, can you Google Brisbane weather today? It's probably in Celsius. Great, but yeah. I also never. I just don't know that much about Australia, to be honest. It's near Sydney, probably.
Today,
right?
It is 59 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ew. So it's winter there.
It's 8 a.m. on a Monday, mostly cloudy. 59. Yeah.
It's already Monday.
No, is it winter? I don't know.
I
just
feel.
Tell us, girl.
I know. I follow another girl on Instagram, something Corey. She's got a pretty big following. She's from Australia as well, and I feel like from her post, I've realized that our seasons are opposite.
It's winter's almost over.
It's like, their winter's almost over. Our summer's almost over.
Yeah.
So they're about to go into fucking spring.
Their winter ends on August 31st.
That is bizarre.
That's so weird.
They're going to go into spring and we're going to go into fall.
Uh-huh.
I love this.
This is so
freaking
weird.
Me out. This is like walking on the ceiling shit. Like, they're in the upside down, or we're in the upside down. What the hell?
Yeah, their coldest months are June and July. Uh-huh. But still,
I
the average asked, maximum is like 72 Fahrenheit.
So it's summer during Christmas?
Well, I think even though it's winter there, like the weather is still warm. It's not like winter.
Yeah,
winter.
It's below the equator. It probably doesn't ever get totally.
Well, yeah,
it probably
like
never snows.
Subtropical.
Yeah, it doesn't snow there.
No, it's not snowing there. Anyways.
Wow, let's move to Brisbane. I want to move in with Jemay. We're going to give you her real name because her real name is fucking cool, but we'll see
what
she
says. Yeah. I love her. I might want to date her one day, but I can't because I'm getting married. All right, see you guys.
Oh, wow. Okay, with the hot take. Bye-bye. All right,
bye. I'm engaged. See you
we'll
guys.
We'll see you next week. Ooh, wow, well, somebody's engaged.
Just kidding. Oh, my God. I'm just kidding because now our aunt is going to call her mom. Like,
oh, no. Yeah, nobody's engaged. Nobody's engaged. I'm just kidding.
But I might be soon. All right, bye, guys.
Oh, all right. Can you, like, rate us and subscribe?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Do that.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram. Yeah, my fault.
Not tonight. Podcast. Bye.
Bye. Oh, wait. We're gonna start doing ASMR live shows. My fault.
Like, with inappropriate language?
We're gonna whisper some inappropriate hot tea into the mics.
Go fuck yourself, sweetie. Bye.
Fuck yourself. Your ancestors are bullshit. My fault.
Oh, bye.